Listening test. You are going to listen to two recordings and answer some questions. All recordings will be played twice. Part one. Before you start listening, you have some time to look at the instructions and the questions you will have to answer.
Interesting.
What are you doing, Ben?
Oh, hi, Saud. I'm looking at this company's website. I want to work there this summer.
Braxton Books. That's the big bookstore downtown, right?
Right. I'm reading all about the company. I want to see what kind of summer jobs they have. Hey, look at this. There's a link on the website for jobs.
Careers at Braxton Books. Click on it. Let's see what it says.
Okay.
Oh, look. Click on this. It's a web video with information about jobs. Let's watch it.
Thank you for your interest in careers at Braxton Books. Our company began 10 years ago, and it is still growing. We opened our first store in Chicago in 1998. We had 25 employees then. Today, we have over 200 stores and 6,000 employees around the world. In 2009, we started our e-book business. It was a big success. We plan to continue growing our online library. We hope you'll join our team and share our success. Are you looking for an interesting job? Braxton Books has job openings for great people. Right now, we have positions for salespeople and web designers. If you'd like to join our team, please listen to the requirements for each job. Here are the requirements for salespeople. You need 1 to 2 years of experience in sales. We also require some basic computer skills. Our stores are very busy, so you must be organized. Finally, you must be friendly and enjoy working with people on a team. Braxton Books needs web designers for our e-book department. Here are the requirements for the position. You must have at least 5 years of experience in web design and excellent computer skills with different computer systems. We prefer people with a college degree in web design. We are looking for organized people who have new and interesting ideas. If you are interested in one of these jobs, please come to one of our stores and complete an application, or print the application from our website and bring it with you to one of our stores. If you meet our requirements, we will contact you for an interview. Thank you again for your interest in working at Braxton Books.
Wow! It sounds like a great place to work.
It sure does. Well, what are you waiting for? Print the application.
Interesting.
What are you doing, Ben?
Oh, hi, Saud. I'm looking at this company's website. I want to work there this summer.
Braxton Books. That's the big bookstore downtown, right?
Right. I'm reading all about the company. I want to see what kind of summer jobs they have. Hey, look at this. There's a link on the website for jobs.
Careers at Braxton Books. Click on it. Let's see what it says.
Okay.
Oh, look. Click on this. It's a web video with information about jobs. Let's watch it.
Thank you for your interest in careers at Braxton Books. Our company began 10 years ago, and it is still growing. We opened our first store in Chicago in 1998. We had 25 employees then. Today, we have over 200 stores and 6,000 employees around the world. In 2009, we started our ebook business. It was a big success. We plan to continue growing our online library. We hope you'll join our team and share our success. Are you looking for an interesting job? Braxton Books has job openings for great people. Right now, we have positions for salespeople and web designers. If you'd like to join our team, please listen to the requirements for each job. Here are the requirements for salespeople. You need 1 to 2 years of experience in sales. We also require some basic computer skills. Our stores are very busy, so you must be organized. Finally, you must be friendly and enjoy working with people on a team. Braxton Books needs web designers for our ebook department. Here are the requirements for the position. You must have at least 5 years of experience in web design and excellent computer skills with different computer systems. We prefer people with a college degree in web design. We are looking for organized people who have new and interesting ideas. If you are interested in one of these jobs, please come to one of our stores and complete an application, or print the application from our website and bring it with you to one of our stores. If you meet our requirements, we will contact you for an interview. Thank you again for your interest in working at Braxton Books.
Wow! It sounds like a great place to work.
It sure does. Well, what are you waiting for? Print the application.
Part 2. Before you start listening, you have some time to look at the instructions and the questions you will have to answer.
Unit 2. Listening 2. Activity A.
1. João from Brazil.
When I came to the United States to study, a lot of things were different. The language, my classes at the university, I knew about those cultural differences. But one day, I went to the university bookstore to buy books for my history class. There was another student standing in front of the shelf. I stood next to him and started to look for my book. Then he looked very upset and said, "Excuse me," and moved away. I didn't know what was wrong. I was confused. I learned later that you shouldn't stand very close to other people in the U.S. It's rude to stand too close.
2. Tanya from Russia.
Last summer, my company sent me to work for 2 months at our head office in Toronto. It was a great experience. My Canadian coworkers were really friendly, and I learned a lot. There was one funny thing that happened. When it was time for me to leave, my coworkers gave me some very nice gifts, and they gave me flowers, 6 flowers. In Russia, it's okay to give an odd number of flowers, for example, 1, 3, 5, but you shouldn't give 2, 4, or 6 flowers. We only do that when a person dies. I wasn't really offended, My co-workers didn't know our custom, but some other Russians may feel angry or upset at this.
3. Rick from the U.S.
My friend Hiro got married last summer in Japan, and he invited me to the wedding. It was a great trip. I really enjoyed meeting Hiro's family and the other guests at the wedding. Many people gave me business cards. I was a little surprised. In the U.S., we only use cards for business, so I didn't bring mine. I just took the Japanese people's business cards and put them in my pocket. After the wedding, I learned that it's not polite to do that. You should always take the cards with two hands and read them carefully. I only used one hand, and I didn't read them at all.
Unit 2. Listening 2. Activity A.
1. João from Brazil.
When I came to the United States to study, a lot of things were different. The language, my classes at the university, I knew about those cultural differences. But one day, I went to the university bookstore to buy books for my history class. There was another student standing in front of the shelf. I stood next to him and started to look for my book. Then he looked very upset and said, "Excuse me," and moved away. I didn't know what was wrong. I was confused. I learned later that you shouldn't stand very close to other people in the U.S. It's rude to stand too close.
2. Tanya from Russia.
Last summer, my company sent me to work for 2 months at our head office in Toronto. It was a great experience. My Canadian co-workers were really friendly, and I learned a lot. There was one funny thing that happened. When it was time for me to leave, my co-workers gave me some very nice gifts, and they gave me flowers, 6 flowers. In Russia, it's okay to give an odd number of flowers, for example, 1, 3, 5, but you shouldn't give 2, 4, or 6 flowers. We only do that when a person dies. I wasn't really offended. My co-workers didn't know our custom, but some other Russians may feel angry or upset at this.
3. Rick from the U.S.
My friend Hiro got married last summer in Japan, and he invited me to the wedding. It was a great trip. I really enjoyed meeting Hiro's family and the other guests at the wedding. Many people gave me business cards. I was a little surprised. In the U.S., we only use cards for business, so I didn't bring mine. I just took the Japanese people's business cards and put them in my pocket. After the wedding, I learned that it's not polite to do that. You should always take the cards with 2 hands and read them carefully. I only used 1 hand, and I didn't read them at all.
This is the end of the listening test.